Very important question from a dear Swiss subscriber, Salam Sheikh, wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullah. If a woman commits zina or minor zina and then repents sincerely and tries to be better and then later is slandered or has to face something of that nature when people talk about her due to the ayats, the verses of the 24th chapter of the Quran, Surah An-Nur, about slandering chaste women apply to her. So there's a few parts to this question. Number one is there is no such thing as, like, in the sense of minor zina being equal to major zina. Zina is intercourse. Minor zina is certainly sinful, certainly a problem, a big problem, but not equal to zina. And then repents sincerely and tries to be better, and then is later slandered or has to face something of that nature. When people talk about her, do the ayats, the verses of Surah An-Nur apply to her about slandering chaste women? Absolutely. Because unless this was a court case, okay, unless there was an accusation by her husband, let's say hypothetically, of her committing zina, or there were four witnesses that saw her committing zina, that's a whole different discussion. Talking now about, you know, the on the ground sort of slandering and things that happen in community, which can be very, very harmful and destabilizing. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, whoever repents from a sin sincerely, kaman la dhanba lahu, is like the one that has no sin. So definitely, and this is still a major slander of this woman, a disaster. People should, unless it's a court situation, unless it's being adjudicated hypothetically, then until this point, these things are abstractions, especially in the West. You need to stay away from that stuff. Now, if she was trying to get married and she had, or even a man had, exhibited this behavior as a pattern, then people need to be warned. However, they should be warned without going into details. We say the default is ijmari and the exception is tafsili, meaning a person could say to someone like, I strongly advise you not to get involved with this person. If this person was chronically doing this and, you know, they exhibited behavior, which is, it's hard to trust that they've really, you know, repented. So the asl in this is to keep it general, not to get into details. Then asking also, if they repent, are they now a chaste person? Well, there will be a chaste person, but they will no longer, of course, be considered a virgin, right? So there's a difference between chastity and being a virgin, if that's what you're asking. Although we know the hadith about marrying virgins is weak, the hadith of Jabir in Sahih Bukhari is contextual to Jabir. That's a long discussion. I talk about it on the Fiqh of Nikah class. So we're going to start here live at Swiss as well, alhamdulillah. How does this fit into the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam saying, Abu Sa'id al-Ansari reported that Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, regret is part of repentance, and one who truly repents is like the one without sin. Alhamdulillah, I'm glad that I explained the hadith before I saw that you asked it. Barakallahu feek. May Allah bless you and increase you. Assalamu alaikum. Allahu akbar.